This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 26, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Would you give footage from your doorbell camera to the cops? Would you let the cops simply have access to that information without a warrant? Police departments across the country are partnering with providers of some home surveillance systems to get that information. What rules govern? Cato's Matthew Feeney comments.
Ring is a company that provides security cameras. A lot of people would be familiar with the cameras that are on the front, are attached to doorbells where people can look on their phone and see who's at the door. And now a lot of individuals with and neighborhoods with many Ring customers are doing partnerships with the police. So what exactly is involved?
As you said, this is a widely used product that people get a lot of utility out of. It's not hard to see why people are interested in having cameras on their front door, especially if you're someone who has been the victim of someone who's stolen your Amazon packages, or you live in a high crime area, or you have a lot of people coming to your home. It's not hard to see why you might be interested in a product like this. Of course, the controversy that we've had, that we've heard more about in recent months is the fact that police seem rather keen on getting some of the footage that's captured by these devices. Recent reporting reveals, however, that it doesn't seem as if the footage gathered by these doorbells is particularly useful in solving crimes, although that could be part of some kind of deterrent effect, that in neighborhoods where criminals know that there are a lot of these cameras, they've moved elsewhere. But even if it was the case that these devices are deterring a certain degree of crime, we should also be wary of the long-term cultural impact this kind of device will have. Keep in mind that if you live on a crowded street or in a dense neighborhood, just because you haven't installed one of these things doesn't mean your neighbor might not have, which means that although you haven't deliberately opted in, you might nonetheless be recorded and filmed going about your day-to-day business.
What is the relationship between one, customers, Ring, the company, and police departments? What kind of hurdles are there for cops to access this wide variety of video?
Customers are allowed, apparently, I want to stress I'm not a customer, but the reporting reveals that users are able to opt out of sharing data with law enforcement. That's something you're allowed to do. But if police are interested in gathering footage from a particular area, they're allowed to issue a request to the local police department, but it's subject to subpoena. And police are not apparently told the exact identity of the person who has the footage, who's recorded the footage. And that might be, I suppose, of some reassurance in a dense neighborhood where it might be hard for police to figure out who exactly is at the address that has filmed the important or relevant footage. But in less dense neighborhoods, it wouldn't be hard at all for police to figure out who's been recording the incident in question. But it's to sum up, it is the customers who opt in to share with law enforcement, and law enforcement issue requests to Ring in order to gather the data.
So Ring promises, this is according to an NBC News report by Sarus Farivar. Hello, Sarus. And basically that Ring pitches this as a product that makes neighborhoods safer, deters, and helps solve crime. You alluded to this earlier, but is there any evidence that that's the case?
Not so far. And I suppose we shouldn't be that surprised. It's very difficult to study the cause and effect of a device like this. I think we just have a particular lack of data. But the reporting you just cited points out that police have not exactly been forthcoming to cite incidents where this footage has been important in solving a crime. And you would suspect that police would be quite keen to cite cases where this kind of footage has been valuable. After all, the more people that have these kind of devices filming their neighborhoods, the better for police. However, it seems as if it's actually not proven that useful for law enforcement after all.
We always have to note this. Amazon owns Ring.
That's correct.
And they sell as a package deal in some cases
an Alexa device and a Ring device.
Again, that's not that surprising. Although, of course, the Alexa and Ring fit into this broad category of, you know, connected devices that are recording people going about their daily business, whether inside the home with a smart speaker or outside with something like Ring, which is a camera device that is pointed outwards onto public property. And all of these interconnected devices are raising privacy issues that I think will be wrestling with for a while, because not only are these devices recording sometimes intimate details of our private lives inside, but they're also potentially recording crimes happening out in public. And some might say, well, if you've got nothing, if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to hide. What's the problem if we all attach cameras onto our front doors and we get to record people who are committing crimes? But I worry that in a society where we are so used to this, if you like, privatized panopticon, that people do feel as if they can't go about their daily business. There's a natural, I think, aversion to being recorded all the time. Although perhaps a long-term effect on society is that eventually wears off. But at the moment, I think you could be forgiven for being wary of the devices.
I like what you're saying. But at the same time, I can appreciate that any individual homeowner would want to have one of these devices attached to their home to prevent what they call porch pirates, people who are taking packages off of people's front porches. So from a convenience standpoint, I understand that. And if it's easy to opt in or out of sharing your video with police, I feel like a lot of people are not going to be particularly concerned about their own civil liberties or the civil liberties of people just walking around.
I think that's true. And the frustration that comes with having a delivery stolen is totally understandable. And it is, I think it's fair to say that there have been a number of reassurances issued by Ring and Amazon that that police can't just access, absent any kind of permission, all of the data in a whole city, for example, that it does have to be a rather narrow request. The problem is that as people in the halls of Cato have mentioned before, tragedies make for bad policy. And I think it's only a matter of time before some kind of horrific atrocity like a terrorist attack or a school shooting occurs, and there's data out there that wasn't gathered that could have been if these devices worked somewhat differently. So I worry that if we have notable incidents of crime, that the public will actually become more comfortable with these kind of devices. But you're absolutely right to say that if there's an opt-in system, if this isn't readily available to law enforcement, those are some welcome assurances. But the history of American law enforcement and surveillance, I think, gives people justifiable pause when it comes to any device that is filming details of your private life.
You mentioned police getting this footage via subpoena. Notably, that is not a warrant.
That's correct. We live in a rather unfortunate reality at the moment, I would say, which is that thanks to Supreme Court doctrine codified in the 1970s, police do not need to reach the probable cause or warrant standard when it comes to requesting so-called third-party documents or data. The third-party doctrine states very simply that you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy to information you volunteer to third parties, whether that's your internet service provider or your phone company. And it's true that Congress has improved upon the third-party doctrine in the decades since, but certainly when it comes to this kind of data, police, for example, do not need to reach the same standard as they would if they wanted to get inside your house.
Matthew Feeney directs Cato's project on emerging technologies. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.